Continuing coverage of Pella softball on 92.1 KRLS here with our McCall Monument Monumental Player of the Game. Some may call her Kiki, some may call her Kiara. Either way, Ms. Riggin here, a junior, had a big night tonight in relief, getting the win. Five straight outs against the good Panthers lineup and the game-winning home run in the sixth inning. You and I, last time we had you on the radio, talked after a home run against Pella Christian a year ago. You got a big one here against the rival tonight. What did it mean for this team, first of all, to get this win? It's been a tough stretch. PC was a tough couple of games last Friday. You had a good one with Grinnell, just lost it. Tonight, I imagine it has to feel good to get one in the W column.
Yes, it totally does. We're trying to just keep our team chemistry together and just play as a team as much as we can. We've talked a lot about just going out and having fun as a team. You know, we love each other, we love the game, and we just need to execute on the field. There's certain times in the play where we just shut down, and tonight we didn't allow that to happen, and we just executed super well.
Well, and I think that was a huge key, right? They get a home run in the second batter. Bacorn has obviously got some ton power. Third batter, she's got a ton of power. It was a little missed call and a pitch that was grooved. You go down 1-0, and it felt like, you know, in previous games it maybe quickly turns into 3-0, 4-0, right? It kind of snowballed. The team did a really nice job of kind of resetting, knowing that Knoxville was probably going to get a few runs tonight. It felt like mentally very sharp. Is that what was going on?
Yes, it was. Usually once we see a run on the board of the other team, we just shut down. And tonight, we just kept building and building each inning. Each inning was better. We tried to just adjust to the pitcher, and that happened tonight.
Well, and defensively, just a really clean game. And I know that's so critical, especially because you don't strike a lot of batters out as pitchers. It seems like even Monday with Grinnell, that a really clean game. How important is that to this team? And it allowed you to almost get two wins against ranked teams in this couple of days.
Yeah, so it's playing defense is just so crucial, and just being behind your pitcher is so crucial. Especially as a pitcher, it just takes so much confidence to go up there and pitch, and having a good solid defense behind you just means so much.
And a really good pitcher across the way in Sierra Heffron here that was able to shut you guys down through the first couple times. Third time through the lineup, a couple of hits. Cameron got on base, Ava got on base, and I know it's a fine line between aggressive and kind of reckless, but their base running got that rally going. How excited was the dugout when you saw those two runs and then that third run get on base and Katie's big hit there in the fifth?
Yeah, we were super excited. We were pumped up. You know, all of us wanted to go out there and hit. We were all just waiting for our next at-bat, and it was super fun, yeah.
It's been no secret that the last couple of years you've dealt with the injury bug a little bit, and this year you were out for a few games and haven't been able to pitch as much. What was going through your mind? It was runners at second and third with the two best hitters for Knoxville coming up in a really, really tight situation there in that sixth inning and obviously delivered, but what was kind of going through your head knowing you haven't pitched as much as you wanted to this season?
Yeah, so tonight there was a super tight strike zone, so I'm like, just put the ball in play, put it where it needs to be, and my defense has got me. They got my back.
Well, and it's, again, that fine line. There's only one out. The girl who came up that you faced, Bacorn, their catcher, had two home runs and was really seeing the ball well. But you were able to go right after. How much confidence did that get you to get that out? It felt like that was a really big turning point.
A ton. We Fisk came over to me, and she's like, this is the one that we need out. And so I was like, just focus on this one, and then the next one is hopefully just we'll slide right through and get to the next inning.
And again, when you're injured, you don't get a chance to practice. You don't get a chance to get in the cages as much. You haven't had a ton of at-bats, relatively speaking, almost 20 games into the season. But what was going through your mind in that third trip up against Heffron? And obviously, you were able to clear the 185 there in left field.
It felt so good. I've been in a little slump lately, and it just felt amazing coming off of an injury and just being able. Last night was my first time back at hitting, and I didn't have a great night, but tonight it just felt super good to put things in play again and play my game.
What was it like to see that clear that yellow bar? It's another big home run. You've had a couple in your career that have been that big.
It felt so good. Fisk came over to me, and she was like, you should have seen your smile. I wish someone got that on camera.
Well, it might have been here on Pella Dutch Live. Who knows? But either way, the really exciting piece was then you got to go back out in that seventh inning. And from there, I don't want to speak for you, but it felt like then you were pretty locked in. You knew you had to get those three outs. And it just felt like the whole team was just super confident after that nice middle of the inning.
Yeah, I had a ton of confidence coming off of that home run and just coming off of that team, hit. We came into the middle of the circle and we were like, we're going to get this done. Like, let's go. This is the point where we step up and we start doing what we need to do and play as a team like we need to.
And we are halfway through the season after tonight, including the one postseason game, you're guaranteed. So, obviously, the win-loss record, it's not what you want it to be. You've had a lot of tough losses against teams you feel like you could have beaten. But how critical was this two-game stretch with Grinnell playing well? I know you wanted that win. Playing well and then being able to beat a Knoxville team like this. Obviously, there's still some really, really tough road ahead, even including Wednesday when this airs again, when you take on Norwalk. But how critical was this mentally for the team to have these two games played so well?
It gives us a ton of confidence. Like, just going into the next game, Norwalk's going to be tough. Like, they're a great team. They're super solid, have great pitching. But going into that game, we just have so much more good confidence. Like, we faced a really great pitcher tonight. Like, we're going to see that all throughout our conference, and it just feels super good to get that win and, like, put it under us and know that we can do that and we can beat teams in our conference.
And with only one conference win so far, it feels like your hopeful teams might overlook you a little bit because you're going to feel like you're a dangerous team going into that second half of the conference season. Is that fair to say? You feel a little dangerous?
For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. And then last question for you is just heading into the second half of the season, what are the little things you need to keep doing to be that dangerous team, to be the one that could knock off a DCG, a Norwalk, or an Indianola?
We got to just keep our bats going. Our defense has been pretty solid lately. We've kept it pretty clean, and we just got to – our lineup is about as good as it can be right now, and we just got to keep it going and keep the bats going, build off of each other.
Kiara Kiki Riggin, the game-winning home run and the winning pitcher tonight. Obviously, it's been a pleasure to have you back up here again after another big hit for your career. Enjoy the victory, and we'll get to see you in less than 24 hours at Norwalk. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.